Day 17.
We are starting to worry that East 17 really are going to be staying another
East
day.
17 on day 17. Here we go.
Okay, here we go. 4 weeks at number one. Oh, thank God.
Is it Jingle Bells?
No, it's not. But it's actually a song. I don't know if I should feel ashamed to really like this one. And when I hear it, I love it. It's 1988.
Okay.
It's the man who I'm pretty sure may never die and has possibly already gone through taxidermy several times.
Okay.
The song, I'm not going to give the artist, I'm just going to try and give you some clues here. It's a Christmas plant and a drink.
A Christmas plant
and a drink.
And a drink.
So the first word is a Christmas plant, second word is a drink.
It's wine.
Oh, well done. It is wine.
A Christmas plant.
Mistletoe and wine.
Yeah, this wins. I've got to say, sorry. This is it's Cliff Richard.
It is Cliffy old Richard.
This old Biff Pilchard, as we say in my house. So my dad hates Cliff Richard. But
we're all going on.
I will sing this song all the fucking time.
I love it.
Cliff Richard is going to beat E17.
You
this
cannot
is a
get
Christmas
a more Christmassy song than Mistletoe and Vine at this point.
Yeah.
It's good.
It even says Christmas in the song. Yeah. He said that it beats E17 because it says the word Christmas. And it's Cliff Richard. He personifies Christmas time.
And Wimbledon. And
Wimbledon.
I grew up with my parents listening to Cliff Richard because, as you know, the 50s and 60s rock and roll. Mm. I grew up watching Summer Holiday, the one where basically they buy an old London bus to drive it across Europe, and he's nobbing a underage. Yeah, okay, maybe let's skip this one.
Next
then.
Come back tomorrow to hear the next challenger. This was the Variety Show Podcast's Christmas Advent for 2024. We wish you a Merry Christmas.